Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Simple and true. All I need is sunshine and that groovy, crushing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a Dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nothing says, I'm home alone, like a 12-year-old ghost scream and a door that opens all by itself, right when you least expect it.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. So when you were home alone when you were younger, towards the beginning, when you first start being allowed to be home alone, what did you do? Anything interesting?
No, I think a lot of it was like I would always like watch spooky movies.
Yeah.
And like make popcorn or eat snacks. Stuff that I normally wouldn't do if the parents were around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just don't remember much. I don't remember much of that time. It's so damn long ago. But I feel like it was spooky movies, mm-hmm. or whatever, and snacking on food.
Yeah, it was. I'd watch usually whatever we had on VHS, and everything for the most part was pretty clean. And we had Ghostbusters that was taped off of like the NBC Sunday Night Movie or something,
right?
And all the versions of that stuff. I remember going into my kitchen and thinking, I'm going to make the best punch that there is. Because I just learned that punch was like a combination of all different, you know, juices and stuff. And I thought, oh, well, that's neat. I wonder what I can make here. And there's all these things in the kitchen that I've never tried before. So I end up making this concoction of like soy sauce, milk.
What the hell? Like, oh, just, are you serious?
Random shit. And yeah, and it was horrible. It was disgusting, to say the least. I didn't try that again, and I started to learn, how flavors work. And you can't just mix that sort of shit together and expect it to be great. But I mean, I also thought that when I was a child, if I put like some snap caps, you know, from like 4th of July, you throw on the ground and they pop. Yep. If I put a handful of those into a small shoebox, put a string onto the shoebox, and then throw a bunch of crayons in the box, that and I connect it to the string to the caps. If I light that string, the caps will go off, and then they'll light the crayons up, and it'll make some sort of firework. That also does not work, by the way. I thought I could make colors explode or something.
Has anybody ever sat you down and just said, is everything okay?
I was little. I was a small child. I was trying to be creative and innovate. It was like, no, nah, none of that works. But yeah, I mean, I think my dad would like tell me it's not going to work. And I would argue like to the death. I'm like, yes, it will.
And it didn't.
And it didn't. And now I have a small little redheaded me that does the same sort of shit.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like, yes, it will. Like, honey, really? No, it will. Okay. You learn. It's going to not argue with this and just going to let you do your thing. And yep. Then it's like, oh, that didn't work. Yeah,
I knew. And then 40 years later, you'll talk about it on a podcast.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to the phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
Hey, guys. This is Cameron calling from Seattle. First time calling. Gonna call. Sorry if I sound a little nervous. Like I said, my first time calling. But anyway, for my story, back when I was 16 years old, and I'm 19 now, so about 3 years ago, my parents went on vacation to California for about a week, so I was left home alone. And as I was left home alone, I kept like feeling like a presence watching me. Like, and it's never happened before. And I know I looked it up on the internet. A lot of people say when they sleep or whenever, they always kind of feel like maybe something's watching them. But I talked to one of my friends about it, and he told me what I should do, get like a video camera and like start recording and like see if I can like, and like kind of try to talk or whatever, see if I can kind of like get whatever's there to show up or say anything. And I, you know, I'm not really, I wasn't a big believer or anything. So I was like, but whatever, give it a try. So I just have I got my dad's camera and started recording. And I was just like, if anyone's there, just show yourself or just talk to me or whatever, kind of what they do on, like, I guess, ghost hunters or whatever show that is. And I was doing it for about 2 minutes, just saying, if anyone's there, just tell me, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, this is stupid. I can't believe I'm doing this. And then I hear this scream come from downstairs, and it sounded like a 12-year-old girl's version of, like, Naomi Watts' scream from the movie King Kong. Like, it was loud, and it was just, and it, like I said, it sounded like a 12-year-old girl version of that. And I got it on camera and everything. Obviously, the voice, because I didn't say anything. And that freaked me out. Like, I didn't even want to go downstairs. It sounded like it came from downstairs. And just to say, there was no TVs were on, nothing was on. No windows were open, so there was nothing outside or anything. So I was a little freaked out. Turned the camera off, kind of called my friend over. We hung out for a little bit, kind of made me feel a little bit better. But that night I got curious again. So what I thought I'd do is I thought I'd set up the camera, plug it into the wall and everything so it wouldn't run out of battery. I turned on night vision and pointed it towards my bedroom door. And when I went to sleep, I was just going to record. So what I did is, like, I closed the door, but I didn't close it all the way. I just closed it so it was, like, at least open just a crack, because if it did open, I didn't want to hear the handle opening or anything. I didn't want to hear that because that would just freak me out. And my door is not one of those doors that squeaks or cracks. If it's open slow or fast, so if I just left it open or crack, I wouldn't have heard it at all, so nothing would have freaked me out. So anyway, I'm about to turn the lights off and everything, camera's rolling, and it's about 5 minutes into it, and I just feel my heart like beating, like to the point where if you ever played like football or any sport, and like after you get done running really fast, your heart's beating really fast or whatever, it's like twice as fast as that. I can, like, without even putting my hand on my chest, I can just feel it going boom, 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 probably like that fast too. And at this point, I'm just freaked out, and it's sitting there, and that's happening for about 2 minutes, and I'm telling myself, well, I have to do something, because if I just keep letting my heart beat this fast and not do anything, I mean, your heart is not supposed to beat that fast. That's something's about to happen if that happens. So what I did is really quickly, I closed my eyes, and I ran to the light switch in my bedroom, because I know my bedroom enough to, you know, run with my eyes closed. And I turn on the light real quick and then open my eyes, and my bedroom door is open. And I at that point, I'm freaked out. You know, it's all the way open, like it's touching the wall and everything. So what I do is I look at the camera, I stop the recording, I look at it, and the only part of me you can see in this video is my feet, because the way my bed's positioned and everything, it's not really anywhere close to the door, so you can kind of see my feet, but that's it. So whether or not anything was standing over me or anything, I have no clue. But so I'm watching the video, and the door, I'm watching it, and the door just opens really fast. But remember, I didn't hear anything under the cover, so I mean, they must have, whoever opened it must have stopped right before it got into that, right before it hit the wall. And I'm watching it, and it opens really fast. It's not one of those slow openings. And then it closes, but it doesn't close all the way. It just closes to the crack where I left it before. And I'm still watching the video or whatever, and it gets to the point in the video where you can see me get up and run towards the door with my eyes closed and turn on the light. And as I'm getting up with my eyes closed to go turn on the light, the door, which was, like I said, closed, because it came in, opened it, and closed it as whatever came in, and I didn't see anything. Like, this is just the door opening by itself and closing. There's nothing you can see in this video. As I get up and run to go turn the lights back on with my eyes closed, the door opens again. And then when I turn on the light, that's how I saw the door open. So I'm thinking to myself, whatever is in that room, like, open the door and closed it. And then when I got up to go turn the lights on, I opened it real quick, almost like it was trying to escape. But like I said, you can see nothing in the video. My dad comes home from vacation and everything, and I'm showing him the video and everything, and he's just telling me, oh, your friends are, you like to pull pranks. So he's thinking this is me and my friends just having a good time or whatever, trying to like scare people. So he deleted the video, which really sucks, because I would love to send it to you guys. But like I said, you can't see anything in the video. The video I took earlier in that day, you could hear the girl screaming, but the one where I'm sleeping, when the door just opens and then closes, and it closes all the way, though, like I said, just right back to that crack. And then when I get up to go turn the light on while my eyes are closed, the door opens again, almost like whatever was in there was trying to escape. And to this day, I still kind of feel like there's always some of a presence watching me, but I've never had those problems again because I've never tried to confront it again with anything like that. I've never tried to ever videotape anything. I've never tried to talk to anything. It's just whenever I sleep, I always kind of feel like something's watching me, but that's about it. And anyway, that's my story. Thanks for listening. I love your guys' show a lot. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that experience. Thoughts?
I think that if he did reach out, I think if he did try and ask some questions, rolled some tape, got some cameras rolling, I would bet that if he's still in the same location, I would bet that something would probably try and communicate with him.
Yeah.
Again, sometimes you open that door and you're not expecting anything. And again, I've had that experience where I lived in a house for a long time. Nothing ever happened. Just was messing around one afternoon and that started things happening. So yeah, I'd love to have him actually do that and then report on what the result was.
Be very curious to know that. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And hey, if you want to listen with no ads, help support the program and get access to all of our bonus episodes, all of the advanced episodes, the archive, which is now about 11 years old and filled with the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, we got that for you as well when you become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. I need a sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.